Welcome back to Midday Magazine. I'm Alan Chartok. Close Encounters with Music will present its final concert of the season on June 8th at 6 p.m. at Tanglewood's Ozawa Hall in Lenox, Massachusetts. The program highlights the instrumental and vocal music of Edvard Grieg, the national composer of Norway, and works by Johannes Brahms and Henrik Ibsen. The program also features Shakespeare and Company's Tina Packer as special guest narrator. Joining us to discuss the concert is our friend Yehuda Hanani, founder and artistic director of Close Encounters with Music. Yehuda is familiar to us from his regular roundtable segment, Classical Music, According to Yehuda. Okay, so Yehuda, thanks for being here with us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Alan.
It's a wonderful hall, Ozawa Hall.
It is. It has a summer feeling to it. You know, you can open the back and people can sit on the grass in the back, and the design is sort of Japanese-inspired. Light and airy, and acoustics are good. We're looking forward to it.
We were there for the opening night at Ozawa Hall, and I will never forget it. There was lightning outside, and you could see it all, and it was great. It's a beautiful, beautiful hall, and you know it's wonderful that you've got it.
Yes, well, we've been doing it yearly now, and over the years we had Sigourney Weaver there once for a night of Shakespearean music. And Richard Chamberlain was our guest narrator.
I was there.
Remember Dr. Kildare?
Yeah. And now we have Tina Packer.
And that, now we have Tina, we have
and
Tina
Packer.
And
she's just back from Broadway.
She's fresh from Broadway, a big triumph. And you know, she had a show, Women of Will. Of course, William Shakespeare is the pun.
Of course.
And we have another Woman of Will for her in our show too, our concert, because she will be reading from The Doll's House.
Ibsen.
Which is a play by Ibsen. The central figure there is Nora, who is a mutinous wife, and she's challenging the perception of Victorian era Europe, the role of women in society. This was a very scandalous play. It really roiled Europe. Sent shockwaves throughout Europe.
I read it when I was 16. I'm much older now. But I read it for the wrong reasons. I was trying to impress girls. And I am not sure that I remember. I'm not sure I remember all that you've just said.
This is the wrong reason to read a play, Alan. Well,
absolutely. You're absolutely right. It seemed like a better reason back in the day. So Yehuda, tell us more about the event.
But, you know, this is a perfect summer concert. You know, it evokes the fjords. The majesty of the fjords, the drama of this landscape, and the scent of pine forests and village dances and embroidery and the whole Scandinavian sensibility, in addition to the darker side, you know, trolls and imps and elves and witches and all those creatures that are inhabiting Scandinavian folklore. Do you remember Bergman's films?
Oh, indeed.
That's the side.
I went to those with the same girls.
The same girls, yes. Well, we all did.
And then $5 cups of coffee on the Google Street.
But this is the spirit the concert conjures up. Mm-hmm. We have wonderful songs by Grieg and reading from Peer Gynt, for which Grieg wrote music, of course.
Who could forget?
The famous suite. Nobody can forget that music.
But why Norway? I mean, that's such an interesting thing. We have a fairly substantial Norwegian population in the Berkshires, I know that. But why Norway?
Well, it was just time. We've done Russia over the years. We've done China a season ago. So we thought we would go north and explore this culture a little bit.
You know, if everybody who had ever taken one of those cruises through the fjords were to come, you know, you'd have them all the way out on the lawn.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. I hope they do come, because it's going to be a very special night.
Right. And have you had to refamiliarize yourself with all of this?
But we've taken some musical cruises through the fjords.
Have you?
And I remember the special.
And do you do that often? You know, become the impresario. You go and you get people who enjoy the music and the literature, and then with Yehuda Hanani.
I did not organize it. I was a guest. I was invited to go. There was an opera singer, and there was an actor, and there were these cultural cruises that went through various parts of Europe, including the fjords.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
So tell us more, because it's such an exciting event. I want to make sure that everybody gets there. When is it again?
Thank you, Alan. Well, it takes place on the 8th of June at 6 o'clock at Ozawa Hall. And this is a Close Encounters gala event. the close of the season for us.
This is how you sometimes get some money, in addition to everything else, to support the organization.
Well, if enough people come, that helps future concerts too. That's right.
Do you have to pay for the hall?
Yes, of course.
Yeah. So there's that. And I've just marveled at what you've done with this organization, Yehuda. You and your wonderful wife, Hannah, have put together this incredible staple of the Berkshires and now the Catskills that has really provided us with something that would not be available were it not for what you've done.
Well, thank you, Alan. It's a mission.
Yeah,
to bring music to people who otherwise would not have it. And the Catskill event is really a festival for young talent. We have 40 students who will be coming from literally all over the world, Latin America and China and Central Europe. And they'll be spending 10 days with us.
Which is interesting because it's what Bernstein and Isaac Stern did for you. They brought you here.
Yes, that's exactly right. You know,
and so you're paying
one
back.
Good deed deserves another. Is that the expression?
Or as the old, no, the appropriate saying is pass it on.
Pass it on. Okay, yeah. That's what we're
you
trying to do.
So do you remember the day that you and Hannah thought up Close Encounters, your series?
Well, it all started by accident. I came to play a concert and the program notes did not arrive. So the manager of the hall asked me if I would just improvise and tell something about it.
Where was the hall?
This was the Opera House in Aspen, Colorado. And people saw it in Florida and other places and they said, that's exactly what we want. Why don't you do it?
And the concept of Close Encounters with music is what?
It's really bridging the disciplines, connecting literature and music and painting and sometimes philosophy, sometimes politics, as it was with the cement plant, making music relevant, making music an expression of all sorts of other aspects of life, which it is.
Now, when you put something like this at Ozawa Hall together and you have a great talent like Tina Packer and others, do you have to be a director, the movie directors are saying, okay, this is what you're going to do, and somebody might say, well, I don't want to do that.
We plan it the way you plan a menu, and it has to hold together. There is a theme usually, most of the time. This time it's Scandinavian art and music. Actually, this time it is centered around an auspicious lunch that took place in Leipzig in 1887. Maybe I should tell you a little bit about it because it's very interesting. There was a famous violinist, his name was Brodsky, living in Leipzig. And he had premiered the Tchaikovsky Violin Concerto, very well-known person. Tchaikovsky was invited to Germany to conduct his music, and the Brodskys invited him to dinner. Knowing how bashful he was and how uncomfortable he was with strangers, they didn't tell him that on that very day, Brahms would be there too, rehearsing his trio, which we are playing. So in came Tchaikovsky, who did not really care for Brahms' music so much. So the trio was finished, and there was this awkward silence in the room. What will Tchaikovsky say now? I mean, he's such an honorable, upright person. And what broke this awkwardness was the door was flung open and Grieg walked in.
Wow. And what are the chances?
Grieg and his wife.
It's a whole music appreciation
course. Exactly. So there you are with all these great luminaries sitting together. Grieg brought his violin sonata, which will be played on the program. The Brahms trio will be played on the program. And Grieg's wife was a good singer, and she sang the songs that we are going to have on the program.
Wow.
So this is a very interesting sort of confluence of events that we are reenacting at Ozawa Hall this time.
That's terrific. Well, Yehuda Hanani, we love you, and of course we appreciate—
I love you too, Alan.
Appreciate everything that you have done for all of us in terms of bringing us something that we would not have otherwise. And it's been great to have you here on Classical Music According to Yehuda with us as a regular feature on WAMC, and everybody, I'm sure, will be going to Ozawa Hall. And tell us again when it is.
June 8th at Ozawa Hall, 6 o'clock, Saturday evening.
It's going to be something. And if you've never been to Ozawa Hall, it's a beautiful facility. The grounds of Tanglewood, of course, are the best. And we'll all be looking forward to that event.